they'll play? Will it be France? Will it be Iceland? They are, of course, on that side of the draw. Portugal, Wales on the other side. We were discussing about putting your strongest penalty taker at the beginning, the weak ones in the middle, and then the stronger one at the end of your five. But it's gone way past the five.
But the strongest means the one who has a good technique and is confident at that day. You know, you can be the best penalty taker in training. When the match comes, things change. And you know, did you notice that whenever there's a penalty, there are hardly keepers who stay. Just stay in the middle, thinking the ball is going to come in the middle. It happens very, very rare. So as a striker, you think, you know what, if I go in the middle, it's almost a goal. But at that moment, to have the guts to go there and just go, three penalties, Italy took right middle. Uh-huh. And we're talking like it's a goal. Because as a goalkeeper, 99% you dive, unless you know the guy. Mm. If you know the guy who's taking it and you know he's going to chip it or come in the middle, then you stay. Otherwise, you have to dive as a goalkeeper. Yeah. So if you have the guts to go middle straight, three penalties from Italy, straight goal.
Mm. And we actually caught a quick glimpse, didn't we, of Manuel Neuer consulting with his goalkeeping coach. We saw it with Fabianski, didn't we? I think it was the other night on the laptop. I mean, that's in the game now. Ridiculous handball by Boateng. You would have probably singled him out as the defender, one of the defenders of the tournament, wouldn't you?
Yeah, not only the game, but the whole tournament.
Defenders taking penalties in this tournament. We've seen Ramos. He took one, didn't he? Mm-hmm. And didn't score. Obviously, Bonucci took the penalty in this one and scored. So it was doubly hard for him, wasn't it, to try and do something different in the actual penalty shootout?
For Bonucci. I mean, the first one was decent.
What do you do in that situation? So you've taken one penalty in game time and you've gone to the goalkeeper's left. What do you do on the second one?
I've not stopped then the second time. Because you stop because you're confident you're going to make the goalkeeper go one way.
No, but would you have still gone to the goalkeeper's left? Or would you have gone the
opposite way? Whichever way I would have chosen, probably I would have changed. But keep the ball and just take a hard strike.
You would have changed.
Take a hard strike.
You've gone the opposite side.
Yeah, I wouldn't have stopped.